Welcome to another episode of Explore Škoda podcast. Today we are near Mladá Boleslav. I'm driving the all-new Škoda Superb and I have a lot of questions about this great, spacious and elegant car. So let's go and ask some questions. And here are my guests. Jana Eliášová. Hi, Jana.
Hi, Vašek. Hi.
And Jiří Kučera.
Hi, Vašek.
Hi, Jirka. So, for the start, let's tell me, please, what are your positions in Škoda Auto?
We have been working at Škoda Car Factory on the position like product marketing, and we are focusing on the new Škoda Superb, the model.
Great. You, Jirka?
Jana the same. Jana said it perfectly. So I'm product manager for the new Superb.
Okay, so let's talk about the car then. If I would never seen or known about the new Superb, sell me it in three sentences.
It's our combustion flagship, let's say on the border of middle class and upper middle class. And the design elements are following our, let's say, bestseller Octavia, especially in the front part and on the bonnet. And for our customers, it's important roominess, space, and let's say reasonable price, so the level of performance and price.
Understand. That was more than three sentences, but I'm in the mood to buy it. And Jana, tell me, is there something like a typical Superb DNA?
Yeah, overall, the previous generation, the DNA is roominess, even for passengers, but also for luggage.
Okay. Understand. Thank you. And well, because we know that the Superb is on the market for a long time, not the new one, of course, but tell me, are the customers changing during the years?
Yes, a bit, but it's Škoda Superb, it's typical fleet car. 90% of our customers are coming from the fleet and let's say 50% of the fleet customers are company cars. So we have to especially follow this type of the customer and be in connection with them and provide for them some, let's say, special features what new Superb should offer.
Understand. Well, then you took my question because I wanted Jana to ask who's the typical customer and you said it, or maybe I can ask you still. You want
to? No, nope. Nothing to add.
Okay. Jana, tell me, what do you think are the biggest news in the interior?
The biggest news is the reposition of the gear shift knob, which is for the first time behind the steering wheel. So we have really clear center console. What I would like to point out are also the multifunctional rotary knobs, or we call it smart dials.
Okay. And of course, I know Škoda goes the way of eco-friendly, and I know that the interior are mostly from eco-friendly materials. Is that something that the customers demand from you?
Of course, I have to mention new design selection concept. It's a, let's say, kind of interior where we are using the same materials on different positions like seats, dashboard or door panels. And especially in some of them, we are using fully sustainable materials. It means that the materials are produced from recycled parts.
Okay. Lately, I'm going to drive the new Škoda Superb. Lucky me. Jana, what do you think I should focus on in the interior?
Maybe you should try the innovative smart dials. What I would recommend is the zooming in and out of the maps. So maybe you don't know the surrounding here. Just try to make a route somewhere and try to zoom in and zoom out with the middle rotary knobs.
I definitely do. I definitely will. And Jirka, tell me, should I focus on something while I'm driving? Is there something you would like to mention?
Yes, we have a new generation of the DCC Plus. It's let's say new comfort chassis using two valves technology. One valve for the compression and second valve for the decompression. And definitely you have more possibilities how to set up the behavior of the car from more comfort to the more sport driving.
So I will focus on that. And now I know the new Superb is full of technologies, right? I bet that helped for the safety, and that's a topic I would like to talk about. What are the new tops for the safety?
Safety is very important because we are always trying to get the NCAP rating for the 5 stars. Mm-hmm. And with the new generation, we are bringing many of safety systems. One example or several examples, we are offering to the customers new turn assist, mm-hmm. crossroad assist, or front assist, which is able to recognize the cyclist on the road.
Mm-hmm. Great. Right. And Jana, is there some your favorite assistant?
Yeah, maybe what I would like to mention is the intelligent park assist, mm-hmm. where the car itself will help you to park in or park out in the standing cars. And later during this year, we will offer also for our customers the so-called remote park assist, where you can stand away from the car and you will move the car via your Škoda app.
Mm-hmm. That's lovely. That's lovely. That's really good. I'm looking forward to try it, actually. One of the first things you realize in the new Škoda Superb is quietness. Really, the car is, I would say, even extremely quiet. Because you hear that? Me not. And that's it. I'm driving 90 kilometers per hour and really everything is quiet and smooth. Honestly, it feels like 60 kilometers per hour. I've even tried to roughly drive through some curves and really the DCC suspensions works just great. Just great. It's fast, you can change directions pretty fast and you still feel very, very safe. One of the other things I realized is the comfort, really. The seats are good. And what I really love is the interior design. The all black, the grille in front, the big screen. And once again, I know I'm saying that all the time, but I'm really highly satisfied with the smart dials because I really don't have to focus on setting some things. Like, for example, right now, I will set the air inside of the car and maybe the drive mode, and well, it's fast, it's done easily. Of course, I've tried all the assistants and they work just great. They do exactly what I want. Even when a cyclist was in front of the car, the ACC works pretty great. It holds the distance with the other car in front of me, and really, actually, all of this makes the driving easier, much easier. Why I'm looking on a new lovely Superb? I really like the color. And what are the typical colors or mostly sold colors? What do you think, Jirka?
We have totally 8 colors. Mm. 6 of them are definitely new for the Superbs due to the fact that the production was moved to the Bratislava plant. Mm. And you can see on the car our communication color iced tea, which is in my eyes very nice, but typical because our main customer is fleet. 90% are the fleet customers. It's the black one, gray or the white.
Okay. And Jana, what is your favorite color?
I agree with Jirka, this new communication color, which we call iced tea, is really lovely. It's something different, and I think some customers will appreciate the shiny on the real sunshine. It's really glamorous or gorgeous.
Okay, and is there any other detail from the exterior you would like to talk about it or share with me?
Of course, maybe the special one is the complete great aerodynamic of the car. Mm-hmm. And I can mention the new Matrix headlamps, second generation, with approximately 40% increasing of the performance. So the light intensity is higher, 40% in comparison with the predecessors. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go to engines.
No, it's a car, so we have to talk about the engines. Are there any news?
Yeah, we have a wide range of the engines. 3 petrols, 2 diesels and 1 new plug-in hybrid. Mm-hmm. For the first time, we are using in the basic petrol engine the MHEV technology, and the new generation of the plug-in hybrid is completely different because the size of the battery is approximately 2 times bigger. And we have a second generation of the plug-in hybrid with approximately two times bigger battery.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And Tiana, for you, is there any favorite engine?
Yeah, I will focus maybe on the new generation of the plug-in hybrid, mm-hmm. where we can offer the customer the range for pure electric more than 100 kilometers. So it looks really...
That's a nice number.
Yeah, that's it is, definitely. Okay.
And maybe I can add that newly we have also DC charging, so you are able to load the electricity to the car approximately in 25 minutes. So it's amazing performance.
Lovely, everything's go forward. Great. Yeah. Okay, and now we've been talking about the interior, exterior, about the driving, but tell me about the connectivity, because that's a big point for me, that's a big question for me. Are there any news or is it still the same?
Connectivity is very important for our customers because our fleet customers spend a lot of time during the driving, and it's important to be in touch with the business or with the family. So we are offering accessorial equipment, mm-hmm. the connection to the mobile phone, we call it SmartLink. We have the wireless charging with 15 watts and active cooling. So your mobile phone is, let's say, protected for overwarming.
I liked it a lot, actually. I tried it in the new Kodiaq and it's great.
Thank you. And of course, we are bringing a new apps into the infotainment system.
What apps? Do you know about what apps are he talking about?
Maybe we can just mention the pay to park, pay to fuel, or other apps like Trafication, Calendar, Weather, and many, many others.
Great. And Jana, is there any favorite feature from the connectivity for you?
Yeah, one of the favorites is the voice control, which is a part of the serial equipment, and we call it also digital assistant LoRa. Mm-hmm. And in the second part of this year, we will improve the LoRa with ChatGPT.
Oh,
so we
great.
Are focusing on the trends. Yeah.
Great, amazing. And tell me, is there any funny story behind the new Škoda Superb?
Maybe funny, I don't know if I can say it's funny, but when we have the first opportunity to look in the boot, mm-hmm. and explore all of the innovative solution, mm-hmm. it was really difficult to remember and focus on how to use it. And that's why our smart colleagues from Škoda, they about some innovation, and in the boot you can find a QR code, mm-hmm. where you scan it and it takes you to the how to use video. So I think it's really easier to look at the video than to read in the manuals. So
I agree, because I have to say I've tried and it's great. It's really fast and it's, what do you say, simply clever, right? And that brings me to another question. What are the other simply clever solutions here in the new Škoda Superb? Or are there any?
Definitely, yes. Simply clever, it's our DNA, because it's something how we want to, let's say, make the life easier for our customers. Mm. And I can mention, especially in the boot for the combi version, we have fully automatic electric opening load cover. When you are going to the car, opening the boot, also the roller is automatically open, and if you are closing the door, it's automatically closed. So you don't need to touch it, so it's working perfectly in automatic way.
Great. Tell me about more simply clever solutions. Come on, Irka.
Maybe.
Or Jana, sorry.
Yeah. Maybe we can move to the interiors, where we continue in the successful solutions like umbrella in the door panel or ice scraper in the fuel tank cover, and all of them are made of sustainability materials which resonate with society. And what I would like to mention are the news or innovatives is display cleaner for the infotainment.
Okay, great. That's more than I expected. Simply clever solutions. So let's move forward, but tell me what your average day look like.
It's a typical office day. We are waking, let's say, around 7 o'clock a.m., going to the office, solving the issues, emails. We have many meetings because we are in connection with all departments, purchasing, technical development, and others. So sometimes it's a very long day. But we like it because especially in the marketing, if you are working on the project of the car development, it takes the time. And every year is different. Yeah. Now we are in the phase of the launch of the new Superb. So one, let's say, advantage is to do some interview like with you today.
Okay. Also, for your relaunch, is your most favorite part, Jana?
Definitely. I will never forget it. But yeah, I totally agree with Jirka. It's our job daily routine is really variable. We are in contact with many people from special departments, and we are following the product from the very beginning to the something like this when you see the product in the street, and it's marvelous. It's okay. Gorgeous.
Perfect. Thank you. Okay, you are talking about the car really nice. I'm looking forward to try it today. So I will say my goodbyes and we'll see you next time, hopefully. Thank you, Jana.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Goodbye.
See you.
Bye,
Jirka.
Ciao. Bye. Unfortunately, we are at the end. But I have to say, I had a really great day with this amazing car, with the all-new Škoda Superb. If you have any more questions, don't hesitate to ask. You can subscribe, like us, and see you next time.